The UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, turns 67 this Wednesday, and the agency is using the occasion to highlight how nearly a quarter of a billion children worldwide are literally being robbed of their birthright. UNICEF reports that around 230 million youngsters under the age of 5 officially do not exist because their births were not registered, with the lowest levels of birth registration being found in South Asia and sub-Saharan Africa. I'm Deanne Penn, and I spoke to Claudia Kappa, a statistics specialist at UNICEF here in New York. She says being registered with the civil authorities is key to ensuring that children's rights are protected.
Birth certificate or registration in general is key. It's a fundamental right as recognized by the Convention of the Rights of Children. It's important because every child has the right to identity and the nationality and the name. They also have the right to having access to education, for instance, or health services. And in some countries, not having a birth certificate means that these children cannot go to school. They cannot have access to health services. So it's also important to recognize that birth registration and having a certificate means that children can demonstrate their age. And if they cannot, they cannot prove that they are children. So imagine they can be forced into marriage or into the labor market or into the army and treated as adults while they are not. And in a context of emergency, a family cannot claim the existence of a child. Children can be trafficked, and a family cannot actually demonstrate that their own children do exist.
It's unbelievable to think that in 2013 this is happening. Why aren't these children's births registered?
Well, in some cases, a system simply does not exist. The countries that do not have a system for actually recording in a permanent and secure manner the birth of a child. But in other contexts, there are fees associated with the actual registration of the child, with the issuance of a birth certificate. There might be costs associated with transportation to a local facility, because facilities can be limited in certain specific areas of the country. So some families may not be able to afford. In other cases, families do not really understand the value of registration or may be unaware of the processes on how to register a child. We do interview mothers of unregistered children in the household survey that are conducted with support from UNICEF. And we ask mothers of unregistered children if they know how to register a child. And in half of the countries with data, mothers do admit not knowing the process of registration. But in the other half of the country, they say, yes, I do know how to register a child, but there might be other barriers. As we say, cost, or in some cases, they might try to protect their children because there might be discriminatory actions towards certain group of population. And obviously, the moment they are registered, they are being able to be located. So in some context, you might also use the fact of not registering a child as a way of trying to protect the child against discriminatory practices.
And now, Claudia, let's talk a little about some of the countries perhaps taken steps to encourage more mothers to register their children or to reduce costs. Are there any examples of countries like that?
Oh, there are plenty of examples. I must say in the last two decades, there have been different initiatives that have been undertaken by the governments with support from UNICEF or other agencies and in partnership with local actors to promote an increase in birth registration. Different initiatives from campaign that try to promote information about the importance of birth registration and the process of birth registration, all the way to, for instance, linking birth registration to maternity facilities in the hospitals so that children who are being delivered in a hospital automatically are inserted in the registration information for that specific location. There are many countries that have made progress. South Africa is one. In the last two decades, the level of birth registration in South Africa went from 25% to more than 90% in 20 years. The same can be said of a country like Brazil, for instance. Brazil has been able to increase birth registration level nationally, but also reduce the geographical gaps. Certain areas of Brazil, the northern states, have always been behind in terms of birth registration. Well, Brazil has been able to raise the overall national level of birth registration and at the same time do it in an equitable way so that the gaps across the different regions of Brazil are gradually being closed. Obviously, they're still behind. They're more difficult to reach. So there might be issues still there. But Brazil is another country that has systematically made progress towards this goal of universal birth registration. So I think that overall, worldwide, there has been an improvement in birth registration. Still, we need to do more. And the reason is that the population of children is still growing in sub-Saharan Africa. So if the current level of registration persists, the number of children who are not registered will continue to increase. And in West and Central Africa will double between now and 2050. So maintaining the current levels, despite of the improvement, is not going to be enough if we really want to make sure that we have a reduction in the number of children who are left without a certification or a registration of their birth.